My name is Gough and we're off.
We are here again and we carry on the interview with Alice Sartor.
Yes.
Because after the first track we are still chatting and we find out that she's got so many other interesting stories to tell us. It's part, of course, of the Oral History Project, Storia e Memoria di Friulani Emigrati in Gran Bretagna, a project from Eratlin. It's funded by the Friuli Venezia Giulia region. Now, Alice, would you like to tell me about your working life? You said you've been working on the line cruise, but you've been doing also other work.
At first, I worked in an office for a short while. Then I worked for a shipping company. Then I liked the taste of it, so I went into shipping. But then I did the world tour, and I came back, and I had my foot operated on because it was bad. So I was at home on sick leave, so I got this job at the Royal Household.
You mean Buckingham Palace?
Yes, Buckingham Palace, of course.
Yes.
And it was advertised, you know, and my mother thought, go for it, you know, the importance of it. So I thought, oh, yeah. And yeah, so I got the job and I didn't want it. So she said, you must please come along. So she was a weird old woman. And yeah, I went and I got the job and I was there for 3 months.
Who interviewed you?
Personnel.
Yeah.
But I didn't like her. And she told them all that this woman be coming, I've travelled the world, the importance. I didn't want that. But anyhow, but I just didn't get on with her. And I got on with the men. And yeah, so...
Because you like getting on well with
Yeah, but
men.
The butlers were nice, but women... And she was old, very difficult. And yeah, so...
She?
Oh, yeah, she... Well, she was. She had a sports car. She used to come in the dining room late. And I said, I've got to
really?
Go there. She used to sort of end me down and I wouldn't have it. And I said, no, I'm sorry, my time's 8 o'clock. You know, and off I'd go. But she's behind. So she attacked me. And yeah, so one time I didn't collect my dress from the cleaners. So I wore a skirt, but it was a mini skirt. And she said, would you mind changing? She said, oh, the men won't like it. I said, well, I haven't got another one. Oh, I thought, this is nonsense. So I left. When I gave my notice, she was so shocked. She said, please have the week off and make up your mind. I said, my mind's made up. And I couldn't be bothered. So I left. So
you're speaking to the queen?
No, not to the queen. You're not allowed to. No, you're only allowed to know. She's got to speak to you first, but it's personal. So I said, well... So the joke was, I just told him before she abdicates, I'll leave, you know, and left it at that. So, but, oh, so regimental, you know, wonderful experience.
What did you used to do then?
I was in the catering, in the dining room. And then we was at Windsor for a month, and then I sat in the Queen's chair in the dining room, and the old puff said to me, get off that chair, you'll get instant dismissed. I said, you're talking to me? Well, I thought, well, blow you, you know, it's a chair! That's how mad they were. But it was a wonderful experience, and I just wound them all up. And in the end, I just said, well, I'd best go before she abdicates and let her go. So
did you speak to any of
I spoke
family.
To... Andrew was very good. He used to come in the halls and talk to us. He's nice. Edward, they used to play around in the gardens. Sarah. So, what was it? And I said, oh, is that your brother? No, it's my cousin. Very snobbish. Then I spoke to Princess Margaret, and she asked me where the linen keeper was, and I thought, I don't know the linen keeper. I said, I have no idea. And he told me, fuck off, I better get him. No, it was a wonderful experience, you know, but I was glad I left. Oh, I couldn't put up with that, the behaviour, you know. And everything you do, you know, you was watched on. And I used to come in late, and I used to park the car, and everyone knew what time I'd come in. I felt like 3 o'clock in the morning, I used to come in.
But did you used to sleep?
Yeah, you had to live in.
Live in?
We had to live in, and we was getting 12. What the money I was earning on the ship and what I was earning there was £24 a month, £12 a week. My mum was so pleased, but my mother never gave me the extra. I said, no, mum, it's not for me. But it was an experience, you know. And a lot of people stayed on because it the staff banquet, and it is, it's really grand.
What is the staff banquet?
The staff, like say I was working there, I could bring a friend to the function.
And is it once a year?
Yeah, once a year, but I never...
Lots of food? How many courses?
I don't really... it's a lot because the layups, and you're allowed to see I think it must have been about six, I think, because of the layout, but it's beautifully laid out. But I didn't stay long, and I didn't want to be...
In the banquet room?
No, I didn't do the banquet, it's the butlers, they got the... the women stay in for the staff in the royal, you know what I mean? But, oh, they were so made up, it's gone to their head, it's like power, and I thought, blow you, you know what I mean? But I was in Windsor for a month, I had a good time, and every time you got in late, all the floorboards creaked. And you could hear, and everything you opened, it like, the frog was in Windsor. It was funny.
Where did you go during the night?
I'd be out in London, and I'd ask him over back in for duty in the morning. But the policeman would tell her everything. She knew more about me than anybody knew. The Queen's not really bothered. I don't know if she gets to know, but she was liaison officer, I think she was in charge of those. But then there was Ruby, she was nice. She said, so when I went there to do an afternoon tea, we had to go up there once a month, I think. And so Ruby, the housekeeper, she was her chief housekeeper, she's good. She said, one moment, I should help myself. She said, because my relations are coming from Canada, but she said, help yourself on the table. I said, it's all right. She said, I must turn the Queen's bed down. I said, Ruby, if only that bed could talk, she didn't know what to say. She couldn't even close the lift. But she was good. Anyway, I went back again to see him, but I think she died, they ask you. Because they're there, and they're there for 99 years. They never leave. There's no other... That's their life, you know? Which is sad, really, you know what I mean? Whereas I started doing it all, and I couldn't get out quick. Then I went back... I went on the ferries then, that's right. I went on the ferries. And I did a number of years on the ferries to Zeebrugge. And when we got to Zeebrugge, the last one, you know the ship that sank? I was alongside it. And no one could do a thing about it. It's true. And when it was sinking, it just left the harbour and it was sinking, it just went down. We all had to go out on stations and we got the emergencies. And I thought, I just come out of the shower to go on duty. This was about 5 o'clock. And I thought, well, something's gone wrong here. I thought they were having a laugh. It wasn't. It was serious.
So what did you do?
We couldn't do a thing. Could not do it. No one could get there because it sank. And it was the helicopters and got people off.
But where were you?
In Zeebrugge.
Yes.
I was on my ship. I was alongside it. Now,
alongside and you seen the ship sink?
No, because I was in the shower and we had to go to stations. They said emergency station. When they say that, crumbs, you know, and I thought it was a drill. But it wasn't. It's just gone out. And as it got further down, they left the door and the water, and it went right down. About 180 people died.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I was in Belgium last year, they said that's where the disaster was. So I told the courier, so you wouldn't believe it. I said, but I was alongside you. Really? Oh, this lady was alongside it. You know, she looked as much to say I was skidding, but I wasn't. I was alongside it. And people rang up my mum to see if I was okay. Of course I was okay. That's nothing to do, is it? But that was it. So from the royal household, after doing the world trips, two of them, I went to royal household for 3 months. That was enough. It was a killer. And I went back and then I got a job on the ferries and I loved it. And that was it. And then I finished there and I went on the oil rigs. That was a disaster because if you're not a dolly bird, it's no good. So I'm no dolly bird. And that was it. I came back.
What do you mean when you say dolly bird?
Oh no, because if the youngsters, if they didn't get out of bed, it doesn't matter. But if you didn't get out of bed, you get dismissed and all that. Because they like the youngsters, you know, the men, but anyway, it didn't bother me. But I still had a guy on there, though.
Are you married?
No. I've had lots of boyfriends, and when I go away, I leave them, and when I come back, they get upset. No, I just have a good time. But I love the men, but they don't stop for breakfast. I send them home. So that's how you wanted it. Yeah? All right, fair enough. But I do like the men, though.
Yes,
now, why should they stop for breakfast? No, I don't entertain that much. So what else, Dan?
Until when have you been working? What year did you work?
I was working for a union. I had a lovely job. I still work for them.
What do you do now?
Catering. I do the executive council once a month because the kids do the others, but they don't care. They slap the meals.
What is the executive council?
It's all the bosses come down from all up and down the country, and I have to serve the buffet. And it's present.
In Camden?
No, in Euston, near Euston Station. But I used to. It's so much work if I want it, but I don't want it. It only goes to the tax man. Why should I be bothered? Mm. But they're very good to me. They are, and they do all my letters for me and everything. I want the girls, you know, they're really nice. And they always invite me to the functions. So there's never, I'm still there, you know, but it's nice.
From the photographs that I've seen, you've got a caravan, you've got the Vespa, you've got the motorbikes, you've got the certificate of Brand Hatch.
That was
so
a present.
So you're a sporty lady as well.
It's got to be done, isn't it? So the skirt, yes, I learnt to ride a motorbike at 16.
You learned to ride the motorbike?
Then I had a Triumph Tiger Tan 10. I toured Italy on it. Went to France and Italy.
You toured Italy on your own?
No, with my friend. Oh, it was good. Anyhow, and then...
Big motorbike.
650.
Well.
Yeah, 650.
Yes.
Then came back. I still rode it and I sold it. And I bought a smaller one. Then I bought a Vespa. And that's the Vespa I bought. And then I only used to use it for town work in London.
Have you still got the Vespa now?
No, I've got another one downstairs. It's a Sportique, but it's an old one. But I've got to get it out, but I will get it out. But I haven't used it because we moved out and I was upset, you know. But I've still got the Vespa, but not that same one. This is a smaller one. It's a Sportique. And then, of course, I've got the camper van. I've had that one for 32 years.
About your camper van.
I used to go to France every year for a month, for 3 weeks at camping, and then I used to lend it out to some friends. It's been to Ireland twice, that camping, it's been everywhere. And I've still got it, 32 years.
And you drive it?
Yeah, it passed the MOT, yeah, and I've got the ruby wax is the tax.
Oh.
So I've got that. Yeah, it's nice, but it's very heavy, because it's not power steering. But I still like it, but I will sell it now, because I don't think I'll be going... Well, I don't really know if I get it refurbished, but it can tell...
It looks quite nice, parked outside your house as well.
Well, they call it a landmark, because it's been there for so long.
Of course, yes, for 32 years.
But it's nice. But I did lend it to the wrong people, and this is where I lost interest. But before, I would let no one touch it, you know? It's amazing, isn't it? It's the same, when you lend something to someone, they never take care of it, you know? This is where it all came in, and so that's it. So, what else is there on the agenda?
Yeah, what else? Have you got any stories that happened in your travelling?
No, not really. It's just that I've had a good time, but I had to come home in the end.
Ah.
Now, I've done from office work, shipping. Then from shipping, I went a spell at the Royal Household, which was a disaster. But I had a good fun though. Then I went on the ferries. Then the oil rigs, then the union company. And I worked at union.
What did you do to the union company?
I was catering. I mean,
there as well?
Yeah, cleaning.
What, at the TUC?
No, I worked at the TUC in the nursery there, in Crouch End.
Really?
In the nursery. Oh, I loved it. I got loads of pictures of the kids. I loved the kids. Oh, then I went back on the oil rigs because it was only seasonal, like in the summer. And I went, so I had a nice job at uni, and I went back on that rigs, which was a disaster. But it's always there. That thing in the blood that you want to run away, you know, because I've always travelled on the ships, you know, and then you're staying at home and you think, no, this is not for me. So after a spell, I'd be working locally because I'd always had work, and I'd go on the rigs, but that ended up a disaster because you're not a dolly bird. So in the end, I was with this place in Euston, and they were very good to me, always gave me so much work, and they still give me work if I want it, but I don't want it. I do the executive because it's like important. As such, but last time it was only morning coffee, so I had lunch at the number 10, the importance with that fat slob Brown. But other than that, and this one here, in May there's a conference, so I won't be doing the work. But there's plenty of work if I want it, I don't want it. But I still feel, I've still got the keys and I can still go in there, you know, do what I want. So they've been very good to me, so I appreciate it. So I've been with them perhaps quite a number of years. There you are. Now, what else?
Have you got anything else to tell me?
No. Got lots of boyfriends, but I'm not married, if that's what the burning question is. No. I didn't have time to get married. I kept on jetting off. Imagine there's a big world out there, lovely. What next, you know? So I'll end up in Camden Town next. So what's the next one?
Okay. Well.
Is that it?
Well, then, I think we went through all the phases, all the questions, more or less.
I can't think of
anything. Do you live on your own?
Of course.
What about the cats?
The cats, I look after them.
Tell me, you live with a torture?
Four cats, a dog, and a tartaruga.
And a tartaruga. Can you tell me a few words in Friulano?
No, non sono io. Non
sono io?
No.
Veccia?
La veccia, sì.
C'è un sacco?
C'è un pulito, sì.